Eyes focus on the tragic inroads of a dreaded epidemic. The Review and Herald of January 6 carried on the lower right-hand corner on the next to the last page a report that four Adventists in Catlin, New York, had died of the dread disease diphtheria. One was a housewife of 22, two were children 8 and 11, and one a youth of 20. Two were children in one family. A month before, two of the four obituary notices listed diphtheria as the cause of death. The first, written by J. and A. M. Mears, of Lovett's Grove, Ohio, read: "That fatal scourge, diphtheria, is in our midst, and many are dying of it. Our little daughter, Elizabeth, died of it, October 31st, after an illness of 20 days, aged 3 years, 11 months, and 24 days. We feel the loss of our little one, but can say with Job, 'The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord.' We feel to exclaim with the psalmist, 'God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.'" The Review and Herald, December 9, 1860. Helplessly, physicians and parents reached out for means of combating the disease. The Review of January 13, 1863, reprinted an item, taken from an Illinois paper, under the title "The Diphtheria Scourge in Western Illinois." A portion of it read: "The diphtheria has been raging throughout the country to an alarming extent, and seems, to a great extent, to baffle the skill of physicians. It is confined almost exclusively to children, and when once under headway, death is almost certain to be the result. It will pass through whole towns, missing scarcely a family, and in some instances whole families of children have been swept away by it." The obituaries appearing in the Review gave evidence in support of this frightening note. It reported that in a neighboring town, Moline, a place known for its healthiness, 100 children had been swept away, leaving parents terrified. For the medical world, and for almost everyone, these were days of great ignorance in health lines. Bacteria and viruses were unknown. When disease struck, the symptoms were treated with poisonous drugs, alcohol, and blisters and bleeding. Across from the page in the Review that carried the reprint from Illinois, an item was published that the editors felt might help some stricken families: "Cure for diphtheria. A lady of Port Byron, Cayuga County, New York, cured 6 children, 5 of them her own, of diphtheria by the following remedy: when the symptoms are first discovered, take Spanish flies, pound and mix with Venice turpentine, spread it on a piece of soft cloth, and bind it over the throat, which will raise a blister, and soon remove the disease from the throat." Farmers and Miners Journal. Just below this is a 4-line item reading: "In the town of Pompey, Onondaga County, New York, there were 2 families containing 8 interesting and apparently healthy children. Within 2 weeks, 7 of the 8 were carried off by diphtheria.